The horrific mass shooting at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, refocuses attention on gun violence. Let's take up the issue once again with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, we could easily plot this on a graph proximate to a horrific incident like this. Interest in gun control goes way up and then very quickly drops back down. Is this any different this time?
Well, we'll wait and see. One would think that with the accumulation of these types of events, it might change permanently. We know that right now, 60% of Americans, when you just ask them, say that gun laws should be made stricter. So that's kind of the baseline measure. The NRA and others have argued, as you know, that it's not an issue of passing new laws, but instead enforcing the laws that exist more strictly. So we ask that question as well. When we give Americans that juxtaposition, pass new laws or enforce the ones that are already on the books, the percent who say new laws drops down to 51%. But the key is here that 51% is the highest that we've ever measured in asking that trade-off question. So the trend is up.
Frank, follow me on this. We've heard the phrase that guns don't kill people, people kill people, trucks don't kill people, people driving trucks kill people. We're using the word laws. If we changed it to regulations, there are certainly regulations around, in this case, driving. Might people be more accepting of gun regulations, whether it pertains to registration or licensing or assault weapons?
Well, absolutely, particularly on the first one that you mentioned, because we've tested those. The idea of background checks for all guns, and that's over 90% who support that. And then we tested a couple of other things. What about the idea that you have to wait 30 days before you can buy any gun? Well, we found 70% plus support for that. And then we tested the idea of having to register your guns with the local police, any kind of gun, everybody. And that found 70% plus support as well. So you do have strong support, as you mentioned, for some of these ideas about regulating or restricting guns, but you have much less support when you say absolutely ban certain types of guns. And even assault weapons, it breaks even on whether Americans would agree to ban those.
Frank, let's next move on to what seems to be another fairly predictable realm, that being President Donald Trump's approval rating.
Well, his overall approval rating is 37%. We've talked about it a lot. Just doesn't move. I mean, it goes up and down some, but basically it kind of comes back to that grand mean of in that 35 to 40% range. But we just recently, in fact, this week, asked Americans what we call sub-approvals, approval on certain issues. And those, generally speaking, come in about where his overall rating is. Let me give you some examples here. Do you approve of how Trump is handling taxes? 37% approved. That's exactly the same as his overall approval. Also, foreign affairs, just about his overall average. The situation with North Korea, just about his overall average. Although I should point out that North Korea is down in September. We had 10 percentage points more who approved of that. So clearly the public's pulled off of Trump right now on North Korea. The one place, Dave, where Trump gets disproportionate credit, 45% approval, is on the economy. Americans certainly giving him a little higher than overall approval for his handling of that specific element of what's going on in the U.S.
Interesting. Frank, then how does that square with Gallup polling finding that well-being has declined significantly so far this year?
Yeah, that's a very fascinating finding. In association with ShareCare, a health group, we monitor that every day, well-being, and it's a bunch of different questions about how well you're doing in a number of aspects of your life. And we put them all together and create a well-being index. And as you say, that's down this year. In fact, our well-being expert I was talking to yesterday told me it's the biggest drop that we've seen year to year so far in the almost 10 years that we've been doing this. So a major drop. And we've gone inside the data, and it seems to be Democrats. Very little drop, if any, among Republicans and some drop among independents. Something has happened between 2016 and 2017 to cause Democrats to have lower well-being. And of course, without being able to prove it definitively, it would look like it would be the new administration.
Pertaining to parties, then, does identification with either party change much over time?
It does change. This is classic party ID. You know, as of today, in politics, that's how we say it, do you consider yourself a Democrat, an independent, or a Republican? And those who say they're independent, we ask, do you lean one way or the other? And most people lean, so we have kind of party ID with leaners, we call it. And what's happened since last year is we've had a decline in identification with the Republican Party. It's down 3 percentage points. So now we have a spread between 44% of Americans who identify with or lean to the Democratic Party, and then 38% who identify with or lean to the Republican Party. That's a 6-point gap. And the rest of them, no matter how much we push them, won't lean. They say, I'm an independent, I don't lean to one party or the other.
Though, are Republicans traditionally more apt to go to the polls on election days?
Yes, that's absolutely right. Just because I identify as a Democrat or I identify as a Republican, that doesn't mean that I will operationalize that, so to speak, and actually go to the polls when it's election day.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.